This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex. I'm going to dive into what's happening with global government and the collapse of it, what's going to come out of that, but also some really out-of-control Democrat plans for massive taxes on your text messages. I'm not kidding. And we have an exclusive video I'm not going to tell you about yet from Portland, Oregon, and Antifa that the great Clive Lewis of Ground Zero Radio got to us. It's an exclusive video. It's coming up. But first, Gavin McGinnis is going to be in studio tomorrow here in Austin with us. The latest of great patriot to be banned, and he's being banned because he's pro-human, and he's promoting strong masculinity. People ask why he's so angry, why I work so hard, and it's the old classic statement, because it's true. That's why anybody stands up. That is a very exciting video today, isn't it? I kind of like that.
I know the globalist.
Let's stop it right there. We're not going to go to that video now. You got to love these computers. It's not the crew's fault. They do that sometimes. There's a lot going on during the breaks. A lot of questions, a lot happening, a lot moving quickly. And when we do that, that's what tends to happen. Gavin McGinnis is going to be in studio with us tomorrow. And we get into why they wanted him banned, why they want others banned, because they see men as the threat. They see men organizing and having the instinct to not be usurped, to not be overtaken, to not be enslaved. That's why when the Babylonians or the Egyptians or the Romans took over any group, they would kill the men down to about age 10, generally. They would kill the men down to about age 10, and then they would put the women in charge of keeping the men in line, or we'll kill more of your men. And then if there were women were having too many male children, every occupied group, from ancient Pharaoh, right through to the Aztecs, they would then demand the firstborn child of the male and kill it. If the firstborn was a male, they would kill the male child. You know about that in the Old Testament. It's also in Roman histories. It's in Egyptian histories. It's in every culture that had a captured group, a region or area that empire had captured. They would then have it in a religious ceremony that they were going to kill your firstborn son. And that's because firstborn sons, almost all the astronauts are firstborn sons. The IQs are higher in firstborn sons. Genetically, they activate in firstborn sons, but also in girls firstborn. All statistics show that. It's not just that they're babies and then see only adults and kind of project onto that. Firstborns who've even been separated out and put with families with their kids, in studies, they found some interesting things in leadership qualities and things like that. And so the ancients all knew, you know what? There's too many of you Israelites or whatever the group was. We're going to demand your firstborn son. And we're going to put the sword to him, or we're going to throw him into a fiery pit to Moloch. And this is what we're going to do. But now we do things a little bit different. We give our firstborn sons Ritalin to shrink their brains, retard their growth, lower their IQs. We give our firstborn sons extra vaccines, and so instead of, 1 in 35,000 people having autism, it's 1 in 50 plus, and you're about 10 times more likely if you're a boy to have it because your blood-brain barrier isn't as strong, and then you've got the targeting of the sons, to send them off to war. That's just a genetic default. And then you've got all the other things, and now they're going to teach your son, when they're 3 years old, that you're really a girl, and you're going to wear a dress. And by age six, this is the new UN compact, if you decide you want to be another sex, why, we're going to give you hormones, even if your parents don't like it, and screw you up, and then when you're 10 years old, we're going to chop your testicles off. And the school's going to praise you and all the peer pressure, because the school is a mind-control cult there to make sure you're destroyed. But I guess that's better than getting killed by the sword of your heart cut out, or thrown into a fiery furnace, or having autism and being in diapers the rest of your life. No, so, it's kind of the humane thing. Let's not kill their firstborn sons. Let's just chop their balls off. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Founded the front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
I have several articles that are illustrative of the left just pushing incredibly divisive, racist, in their view, homophobic narratives. But if it's Mika Brzezinski or Hillary Clinton doing it, it's okay. But what makes it even worse is they lie about us when we're not even doing it and get us taken off all these platforms, and then they do it. Coming up, MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski calls Mike Pompeo a wannabe dictator's butt boy. Stephen Colbert said that Trump is Vladimir Putin's cock holster. I'm sorry to use these adult terms. We're a very conservative show. This is what's going on national news. This is what's being said about our president. I can't show you the video of the trans brainwashing of kids in public schools in Austin and at other events, because it's pornographic. What 2-year-olds, what 5-year-olds are shown at school, I can't show you. What's shown at public events, I can't show you because we're on broadcast TV. And I don't want to show you. We did it last year, and stations complained, and I know why. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're showing kids this crap, man. Men with glitter all over their genitals, with little boys and girls hugging them. I mean, I like the female form, but if I was at the beach, a public beach, and a woman was going around with glitter all over like that, I'd say, hey, lady, let's put some clothes on. This is a man with glitter on his genitals with little kids hugging him, and it's on the news as a good thing. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Remember Hillary said black people all look alike? Call them super predators, too. They had to be brought to heel like a dog. Imagine if Trump ever said something like that. His career would be over, and it should be. But you know what? You got Hillary saying it. It's like, it's all right. She's Hillary, and Bill Clinton's black. And now Mike Pompeo, patriot, top of his class, great guy, doing great work for this country, is a butt boy. A butt boy is pretty much quasi-pedophilic, too. It means, you know, a boy that a man uses his butt. I hate to have to define this for you, but that's what a butt boy is. In fact, it goes back to, they used to impress down to age 6, 7, 8 years old, usually about 10 was the age they wanted, onto British ships, impressment. Part of a Revolutionary War was over impressment. And they would just kidnap your child, sometimes 100 miles in, you know, inland, and knock them over the head and just take them and put them on a ship to be the cabin boy. Well, let me tell you, on some ships, you know, the cabin boy was getting buggered. And buggered is the English term for screwing kids. And buggering's a big deal over in England, as we all know. You see it all over the news with the establishment. But now they just bugger your children's brains right out in the open and turn them into little perverts when they're age 5. And if mommy and daddy don't like it, we're going to take your child from you if you live in a blue city. By the way, my mom's from Austin. I grew up in Dallas, but my family helped found this state. And I've had family living here in Waterloo, as it was named before it was Austin, for 180 years. And I've got our building and our structure built here. But in the next few years, I think we're going to evacuate Austin. It's fallen to California. And at least move a distance from it, because it's too dangerous to be in these courts here. It's too dangerous to have children here. I mean, it's San Francisco now. Austin has fallen. It's very sad. You saw the whole state's almost falling to Beto O'Rourke and the rest of them. I'm sorry, Beto O'Rourke, whatever the hell that, Bevo O'Rourke. So that's all coming up. And all these internal Google documents that have come out, we're going to be covering all of it. Google executives openly said in an open forum, that's what they have, is these big amphitheater university-style deals where the executives get up and then it transmits to all the Google campuses. And they say things like, F you leakers, and then it goes into how they're going to stop the leaks. The number one threat's the leaks, because if you want to know what Google really is, it's not just AI. It's not just a weapon. But when we start the next segment, remind me, crew, because I'm going to play this special clip then, of what Google really is. Google is the coward's weapon. You know, you see these science fiction movies where there's this big giant robot 50 feet tall, destroying everything, throwing army tanks around. When they finally defeat it, there's like a little half-foot-tall worm driving it. And that's what Google is it's the ultimate coward's secret weapon. And I'm going to tell you what Google really is on the other side of this break. You're going to get the world exclusive. Why they fear InfoWars more than anything else. Because I've read their own writings, their own statements, their own dreams, and I've studied their overall operations and the globals that control them, and I know them. And I know what they've named their secret projects, like Palantir, and I know what their endgame is, and the fact that Sundar walked in there with that crap-eaten grin and lied to Congress just shows you how arrogant he is. But he wasn't by the end. He looked scared. People say, you know, Sundar's dangerous. He's got all this stuff. He can. You don't think I don't know that? What's dangerous is rolling over to that sack of garbage. The reason he fought like the devil to get here, so he could have freedom to do what he wanted, shows how evil he is. And the most powerful statement was by Louie Gohmert, congressman from Texas. And he said, only America would allow you to create something like this. And he said, my God, you live in the dark so much you don't even know what the light is, Sundar. And that's a very profound statement. Sundar, you don't even know what the light is. And that's really it. The people that are into evil, they don't know what light is. They don't even see it. He'd claw his way to get here, and then he'd set up a globalist caste system over us. But he's just the front man for far more evil people. Sundar's the front man. Sundar and his fabulous sun sword as he cuts through liberty with his knife of censorship. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and give you the big secret of Google. And we really are giving you the big secret. There's a lot of talk out there. There's a lot of people that claim they know how stuff works, or people that claim, oh, yeah, this or that. We know of what we speak, and that's why we're hated. And that's why it's up to you and only you to spread this information if you accept this mission. The wonderful listeners of this broadcast, people from India, people from China, people from Mexico, people from Russia, people from all over the world, people from Africa. If you love liberty and you love justice and God, I love you. But if you love evil and you love lying and you love setting up systems that make humans weak, not strong, then I am your enemy and I swear on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny, against the mind of man. Google is the ultimate Trojan horse. The ultimate. And you go out and you buy the Google assistants and the Facebook spy box and the Alexas of Amazon, and you bring them into your house, and the damn thing is literally watching and listening with horrible AI intentions programmed by the most psychotic control freaks the world's ever seen. And then I'm the bad guy for saying this might not be a good idea. Choose wisely, my friends. By the way, Google headquarters is on fire.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There's always a blind spot in tyrants throughout history where they become haughty. They believe they're invincible. We see that with the big tech giants. Our problem is not going to be these different arrogant tech leaders. It's going to be the system they're building and the dependency that the average person is going to have on it, and how these things kill competition and actually stagnate society and vertically integrate power in some of the most corrupt, out-of-control groups. So, if you want to understand Google, you have to understand Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Now, that's just a paper that a special operations black ops commander wrote back in the 80s. But if you know about killing people softly, that's a term much older. You want to kill somebody and not have them know how you killed them or why you killed them, because you don't want to get the repercussion of them fighting back. That's why women, you know, tend to poison people. They don't tend to beat people's brains out like men do, because they're not physically, historically as strong as a man, so they do it by stealth. And so if you look at Google, its power is that you don't know it's spying on you. In fact, you opt in and never think about the fact that it's watching you. You're getting this limited query, but it's now tracking what you want, where you're going, and then down the road it can put all that together and guess what you're going to do next with algorithms that are basically completely accurate. Then they can program those algorithms to manipulate search results to control what you're going to do, down to an exact science. So it's not just predicting the future, it's directing the future. And I told you this 20 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. But what's the rest of the story? Well, there's not just the Trojan horse application. There's not just the gaming, the finances, the politics. That's all side issues. The globalists at the universities that developed the idea for the intergalactic communication system, that's what the World Wide Web was first called, and then the British scientists and U.S. scientists actually developed the plan and the different interfacing nodes, the computers, and have humans interface with those, and then it was supposed to be a system so they couldn't cut out communications worldwide, even in a nuclear war. That's kind of the public reason for the Internet. But it was really deployed as this digital neuronet human interface. But under its current configuration, the very universities created their SJW, anti-free speech hives, told them, you're the new ruling class, you're going to take over the planet, take over the country, take over the world. And so they could then take those people out of Western universities and put them in to these controlled cults in San Francisco and a few other areas where they can watch them, drug them, carry out mind control experiments on them. I mean, they do it all. Silicon Valley is unbelievable. I know a lot of people that go to the parties and are involved. I've been invited to it years ago. Obviously didn't get involved. But, I mean, it's a full-on cult. Because, again, it's all mind control. They're watching you. They're tracking you. And so it's this system where these incredible cowards can watch what you do, know your dreams, go out and put out false information in government and corporate databases that aren't even public. Sell that data, manipulate that data, while sitting up there acting all non-threatening and having nerdy guys with long hair and pink socks. And this is all very sophisticated training. It's all a complete cover. And so that's why they even promote in these corporations men that act effeminate, men that act non-threatening, men saying, oh, I don't have any power. Oh, I don't. Apple isn't powerful. Oh, Google's not powerful. Oh, Alex Jones, we don't know anything about him. And you saw this with Tim Cook in interviews about me. He's like, oh, I don't have power. Oh, I don't do anything. Oh, I don't. I'm help me, I'm weak. And it's the ultimate coward tool, where basically it's this giant global armored, weaponized spy grid exoskeleton that these people get to step into. And whoever's the most cunning, the most manipulative, the most deceptive gets promoted up through the ranks. And so they've just got millions of SJWs. You've seen the Project Veritas videos. You've seen the undercover footage. You've seen the documents in WikiLeaks. All the new stuff coming out from Breitbart about InfoWars and Tucker Carlson and Breitbart being targeted to be shut down. This is a weaponized cult, a power cult, with people with chips on their shoulders who, depending on their psychological profile, are put in different caste systems in the grid. And then they get to step into this cult where they're highly surveilled, where they go through rituals that are very embarrassing, where they do compromising things. And then once you're in that cult, this is the new mafia. Once you're in this new intelligence agency, this corporate private intelligence agency, you graduate into the eugenics, population reduction, final level. And there's only maybe 1,000 people in that club. And I was offered to join that club because I'd already reverse engineered it. And so I was offered to join that club by the Kissinger group, by other groups, because the mere fact that I had reverse engineered it all meant, well, I should obviously be in that club. They didn't need to tell me anything because I already knew about the club. I already understood the club. So it's a whole caste system of weak, evil traitors who are put in low-level positions, and then it goes from there up with all these scumbags who basically have created a system to wage war against the general public, commit all sorts of crimes, do terrible things, but then pose as SJW liberals who are guardians of the planet. We'll go to break. Stay with us.
In terms of power, I've never felt like I had any power.
I'm too weak. Oh, don't kill me, please.
And Apple, we believe that technology needs to have a clear point of view on the challenge. That's why we only have one message. You have no place on our platform. We have no home here. We are not afraid to say that our values drive our duration.
The secrets of the universe, it's all there.
We have no place on our platform.
Life is fiery with its beauty.
You have no place.
On your home.
You have no home here.
Defeat the globalists who want to shatter your mind, your doorway to perception. I want to see you truly live. I want to see you truly be who you are.
In terms of power, I've never felt like I had any power. In terms of power, I've never felt...
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So this is a secret of Google. Google's not just AI. Google is a covert weapon system that is innately designed to consolidate economies, to remove humans from the thinking equation, and to pre-program the population according to the aims and dreams and objectives of the ruling technotronic technocracy elite, or technocrats. But how it really operates and what gives it its power is creating the chip on the shoulder SJWs who believe in anti-free speech and oppression being prepared in the universities and then shipped in to the technocracy to then command and control the whole system. So the entire program is a giant coward operation. It's a system where you don't know you're being attacked, a system where you don't know you're being surveilled, a system where you don't know you're being ensnared until suddenly they announce the global social score, and if you don't do exactly what these people say, some shadowy person will ban you for life, not just from Facebook or Google or Twitter, but from being able to have a bank card or a job or travel. Oh, but you say, well, I'll just use cash. Oh, sorry. China has a goal within 5 years, so does Sweden, to be totally non-cash. In fact, you already get a social score downgrade in China if you use cash. And now you see where this is going. People say, I have nothing to hide. I've done nothing wrong, so what if they're watching me? What do they have to hide? You know, it was a big phenomenon in the last 10 years. People on Facebook and other places would say, we're going to Cancun or we're going to Europe. We just had our Christmas. Look, I got this big, beautiful Louis Vuitton bag, and I got this new computer. They'd leave their geolocation on. Thieves would figure out from their Facebook where they lived, and they were going to be gone for 2 weeks, and they'd come rob them. Millions of burglaries based on that. People finally figured to stop doing that, to turn their geolocation off on their photos. But see, it's not just run-of-the-mill street thugs you've got to worry about. Like, why do you have doors on your house? Why do you have windows? You're not a bad person, but there's something about you're about to get in bed with your wife to watch television, maybe do something else, and you close the blinds. There's just something about closing the hut door. It's private. It's your time. It's the essence of freedom. It's privacy. Your medical records. Your sexual preferences. Who you are. What you've experimented with. All of that is under the control of these technocracy people, picked from the world, ready to work with every authoritarian regime, proven they're control freaks, proven they love to censor people, proven they love to lie to get people censored. And then now we're just going to turn our lives over to these shadowy people and let them know everything about us. My wife is not a spying type person. She's not a person that's, you know, got a chip on her shoulder. But before I've been looking for a pen or a piece of gum or something, and I've been in her purse, and she's like, what are you doing in my purse? I'm like, oh, I'm just looking for something. Figured you might have a, you know, something I'm needing here. Because there's that sense of territorialism, identity. Sometimes my phone's dead, and I grab her and start doing something, and she's like, what are you doing on my phone? Now imagine, though, everybody else is in your phone, they're in your purse, they're in your brain. And if you talk about it, oh, you're the conspiracy guy, now it's all admitted to have been true, and it's worse, and I'm even more of a bad guy. See how that works? So Google is a system for very wicked, bad control freaks to commit massive crimes and to play God and to be bigger than the government, the police, the military, everything, and to try to get away with it. It is, bottom line, satanic. And only bad will come of it. And that's their plan. That's why they were saying their slogan was, don't be evil, because they are inherently pure evil. Now, I've got all this other news, but I've been spending most of the show on Google today because it's such a big deal in those hearings. And I haven't even played the HD of my confrontation with Sundar, the CEO of Google. But make no mistake, Obama and Hillary and the Democrats and the leftist CIA, they still control Google. It was built by the U.S. government. It's been totally hijacked by rogue, unelected groups. And they are involved in such crimes against this nation, it's truly unspeakable. And I think it's emblematic of how corrupt they are that their main headquarters in China burst into flames today. I wish no harm against anybody. But it is a omen, I think, for the fact that the world is awake to this and upset. And that we're not in Kansas anymore. Now, there's a bunch of breaking news I haven't gotten to yet. I want to get to what the left would call homophobic statements by Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of a famous mass murderer, Zbigniew Brzezinski. That's all coming up next segment, and I will finally get to that, premiere that HD video that I hurried them up to get out this morning, but I haven't played yet of our Sundar conversation. That's next segment. But I'm going to go ahead and just stop right now, and I'm going to spend a couple minutes plugging, because if we don't do this, we won't be here. But more importantly than that, these are great products you need, and it funds our operation. We are running the biggest specials that we have ever run, period, at InfoWarsStore.com right now for a lot of reasons. We want to sell out all our great inventory. We want to get more InfoWars bumper stickers on the street. Every order gets a free 4 or 5 bumper stickers. We want to get free InfoWars t-shirts out there. Every order gets a free InfoWars t-shirt. And we want you to try the great products, the supplements, the Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the X3, the Super Mel Vitality, the Brain Force Plush, the Knockout Sleep Aid, the Happy's Mood Balancer. We want you to really see that these are the best supplements out there, that they really are concentrated, strong, proven, tested, and we're proud of them. So that when you get these products this year, clearing out our warehouse, at prices in some cases that we lose money on, we're betting you're going to come back and reorder again and again and again. That's my rationale for losing money and doing this. The biggest overarching reason is you've seen all of the news. PayPal dropped us. Other payment processors. They tried to take them all away. We were down to one. We got some backups. But the hounds are on my heels, which is fine. That's what I expect to be in the thick of the fight. But take advantage of this. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Now, the shirt sold out that says, "We're all Alex Jones, don't censor me," instead of "Don't tread on me," and it's got the Gadsden snake. That sold out. It was so popular. It's a limited edition. We did one more order of that so that folks that want it can get it. That shirt sold out. Every order got a free one. And now we've got a lot of shirts, including bestsellers, but limited supplies. So it's going to be a mystery shirt you get free on top of the free shipping and 50 to 75% off and the double Patriot points, 10% on every dollar. You're going to get a mystery shirt because we're going to sell out all the inventory of the shirts. We got about 20 shirts in stock. Bill Clinton's a rapist. Donald Trump's my president. Pitch Trump 2020. Molon Labe. Infowars.com. There's a bunch of these shirts. So every order will now get a mystery shirt. Because there's not enough of each supply out there to, you know, just have a new shirt every day. So it's going to be in the Fed shirt. Republic Defense Force, Won't Tread on Me, Molon Labe, Tank Man, that's an awesome shirt, I Stand with Trump, It's Okay to Be Human, I Am the Resistance, George Washington, In Your Face, Blue and Red InfoWars, Honest Abe Lincoln t-shirt, that's a designer shirt, cost me like $8 a piece, and there's a bunch of others, so it'll be a mystery shirt every single order. You will get a mystery shirt. Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works. All the classics are in there. Because we're down to just limited supplies. But some of these are bestsellers, some of them aren't. Some of them are designer. Some of these shirts cost $12. You'll still get one free. We're just going through them until they're all gone. Every order, InfoWarsStore.com. You can't lose unless you don't support us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Globalist system all across the world is being challenged. They thought they were invincible. Theresa May faces the removal from office. Macron faces it tomorrow for their treason. Meanwhile, I've talked about this. Here's the HD video and audio for radio and TV listeners and viewers of yesterday when you've got Sundar, the CEO of Google, who's doing all this illegal stuff on record. He went in and lied to Congress. I predicted he would go in and lie to Congress. And when he walks in, none of the media, we're talking probably 50 TV cameras, tries to go over and talk to him. When he left, no one tried to talk to him, except our reporters. So here's this guy that poses as this bastion of liberalism. He's going to ban all conservatives because we're all Nazis. And his own internal documents show he's doing this. He's lying to Congress about it. And then we're not supposed to confront him about this. So he was laughing at first when I was talking about Google is on record helping China round up its dissidents and competing to help censor their whole population with not just Dragonfly but other platforms. And then here he is making jokes about it, but by the end he wasn't laughing. Here it is.
Google executives and Facebook executives and Twitter executives go before Congress and they tell Congress that they're not censoring anybody, even though we have all the Google documents, we have internal Google videos, we have internal Twitter videos, where their executives talk about how they're censoring everyone. I think we've got Gary Trucker. Let's go over here. Sundar, you know Google is helping China. Sean and the Dragon Fly, and you know that they're helping censor, and you know that you've sold this country out, and you won't even help the Pentagon, you'll help the Chi-Coms. You bet on the wrong country, Sundar. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That guy has had his people tell Congress they're not censoring. They've lied to Congress. They need to be arrested just like that Chinese spy got arrested in Canada 2 weeks ago. But we've allowed this globalist into this country to sell it out. It's unbelievable. They're building the censorship system. Sundar, we know you're not an American, but you can't work with the communist Chinese. You can't work with the communist Chinese, Sundar. You can't work with the communist Chinese on Dragonfly censoring and rounding up their dissidents. Sundar is arresting dissidents in China. Apple's working with China to suppress their people. Sundar, you're engaged in treason. You've had Google executives lie to Congress and you're not censoring conservatives. Sundar, you will not silence the people.
Yes, Sundar.
Your censorship will not work anymore, Sundar. We're aware of your activities trying to muzzle the American people and gaining your search results. Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
And then Sundar messed up the meeting ran. Then he got all scared and turned around.
Google is evil. 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 Google is evil.
It was all over international television at the time. I saw a lot of people at the airport who saw this in their at the airport at their hotel. They just hear Google's evil to show Sundar.
Google's helping arrest Chinese dissidents, Christians, and Buddhists. Google is evil. Google is going to lie again and violate the law and violate the oath of office.
You're in a hallway. You're in a public hallway. You can be arrested. That's enough. You're making too much noise.
So Google's not evil, officer?
I'm not saying that. Just control yourself.
Okay.
Get under control now.
I'm under control, officer. Thank you. I just was... He's taken my free speech away and lied about me, so I need to stand up to him.
I'm not worried about that right now.
They're
going to
talk about me in this... Yes, sir, I understand. They're going to talk about me in this committee. I will be talked about. So what am I supposed to do? I don't get a day in court. They lie about me. Google only puts lies up. All the top searches are lies about me and my family. And that guy helps round up political dissidents, and then his people come to lie to Congress over and over and over again, and we don't get to respond to them. So Google is helping build censorship systems in China for a global social score they've tested there to totally control every aspect of our lives. Apple and Tim Cook has said he wants censorship worldwide. They're working with the communist Chinese that have killed five times what Hitler did.
We need to get some sort of decorum. The United States Congress.
Again, Google is
to the left or to the right.
Okay, Google is evil.
Keep it down a little bit more.
The opposite of the committee.
Alex Jones.
Everybody against the wall. Do not block passage.
So here you go. We're attempting to have free speech. They silence us on the internet so they can build straw men and lie about it.
Everybody left or right.
And we're here simply trying to tell the truth and stand up for what's right and let these people know that we will not be silenced and that Americans who are being censored on the internet, libertarians, Christians, conservatives, are going to come to Congress. We're going to come to the state houses. We're going to go to all the public events. And we're going to let people like Sundar, who literally helps China round up their people and has put a censorship system in there and here, we're going to let them know that they're not going to sit there and silence us and that we're going to speak out and we're going to expose what they're doing. This is authoritarianism that has come to this country, and Sundar and Google are the absolutely most evil corporation on earth. Their camouflage was saying, don't be evil, but they got rid of that slogan, didn't they?
Imagine if it was, say, 1880 and you live in New York City and electricity has just been discovered, just been invented, the use of it, and they try to pass a law that only certain people in the future can have electricity, a utility. That would be very draconian. That would create two different civilizations, one above, one below. But this technology sneaks up on us. The leftists get control of it. The globals get control of it. And now they want to censor and control everybody. And they think we're ignorant. They think we're stupid. If we don't get involved and demand access to all this, we're done. I mean, if they can cut us out of the AI system they've built that is meant to be a monopoly, well, if you're not in the monopoly, you're starving to death. And they're saying, yeah, if you don't follow what we say, we've got a new global social score, you will starve to death. You got it? So, you think I want to go confront Sundar? You think I want to go confront these people? No. But we have stacks of news this week with new emails released by Google employees, high level, where they say, Breitbart, Alex Jones, InfoWars, we're in all these. We've got to target all their sponsors and kick them off the internet. Go into everything they've ever said or done and find something. And what just happened to Gavin McGinnis, who's going to be in the studio tomorrow. He's landing in about an hour, 2 hours. He is the guy that launched Vice TV. He's the guy that launched the whole trendy beard movement. He didn't do it on purpose, but that he's the guy. They got his face on, like, you know, beard cream at the mall. They're scared of him because he's launched trends. He's just a pro-human guy, classical liberal. They went and banned his YouTube channel with millions of subscribers, billions of views, because they said he violated Vans copyright for a Vans commercial that he was in. He went into his records 10 years ago when he first started his YouTube. He went, Vans paid me to do that ad. That was paid programming. He called Vans and they said, we did not file a complaint on you. This is made up. He got the head of Vans and their lawyer to call Google. And they said, we don't care. You're gone. It turns out George Soros and Media Matters did a scan, found that, and then put in the fake complaint saying it was Vans' shoes. Now, once Vans said they would sue, and I'm giving you inside baseball now, so now they reinstated his YouTube channel, but I warned Gavin this morning before he took off. I said, I've been through this, man. I said nobody died at Parkland when all I said was the police stood down. They had to restore the channel then, but they're going to find something. It's just so horrible to watch this happen, and it's how they build these straw men against you, and they lie about you, and then when they take you off, the lies don't go away. It gets worse. It gets worse. Once you're off Facebook, YouTube, Google, Twitter, oh, man, then the cowards, they pile on then, man, because you're not there. You can't respond. And that's what this leftist scumbag spirit wants, is it wants to spy on you, know everything you're doing, use the data against you. And then if you ever stand up, ban you, and then go to Congress and say, we don't know what you're talking about, even though we have all their proof. But you know what's going to be their downfall? The human spirit. It's going to be the leakers. It's going to be those people at Google, at Facebook, at Twitter. It's going to be the real patriots that bring down these criminals, not the brainwashed, old, evil lawyers that run the Republican Party.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run.